Well, farmers are calling on Australian Border Force to crack down on a growing number of absconding Pacific Island seasonal workers who've breached their visas after being poached by dodgy labour hire firms. Australia has substantially increased the number of Pacific workers in response to a national farm labour shortage due to COVID-19. The claims of illegal poaching coincide with a proposal for a class action by Pacific workers who allege they've been exploited by the government-sanctioned companies who brought them to Australia. Cathy Van Extel has been investigating.
There's an estimated 16,000 Pacific Island workers in Australia under the Seasonal Workers Program and the Pacific Labour Scheme. They've been brought here by government-accredited labour hire firms, corporate growers and individual farmers. Steve Burdett heads the association representing these approved employers. He says on average, the upfront cost is about $4,000 per worker.
It's a significant investment. I mean, especially during COVID. You've got to bring them in by charter plane. You have to cover their visa. So you've got quarantine costs, you've got the flight costs, you've got everything else that goes with it. If people don't board the flight, you've lost those costs immediately. And then when people get onto the site and they come out of quarantine, they abscond because they've got some networks. They've already pre-planned some of these moves. So who loses? It's the AE that loses every time because they're exposed. They're the ones taking the risk in terms of bringing these workers in.
Under the visa conditions, Pacific workers must remain with their approved employer unless they receive permission to move to another approved employer. Australian Workers Union National Secretary Daniel Walton says that's often difficult, and it means workers are vulnerable to exploitation.
Unlike other programs around the world, these two visa categories don't give options for workers to be able to up and go. That is to say, my employer is no good, they're exploiting me, they're ripping me off, I'm going to take my labour elsewhere. So they are forced to essentially sit and suffer for fear of going back home, not being able to provide for their family and their community and their villages.
The AWU concedes that while there are problems, the Pacific Workers Scheme is one of the better performers. Steve Burdett says approved employers are heavily regulated.
There's a vetting process, there's approvals and there's reporting. So there's very strict protocols. We can't just change contracts or anything like that. We follow the guidelines of Fair Work very carefully.
The approved employers are frustrated about a growing number of Pacific workers absconding in breach of their visas. Steve Burdett says the current figure is around 10%, and there are a range of factors.
What we have is that workers are stuck in the country. So their contracts have been extended and extended, and a lot of these people want to go home. So they're getting restless, but they can't go home. Australia may be opening its borders, but the Pacific Islands aren't. So we really got a very difficult situation to manage. So now that they're stuck in the country, AEs have had to move workers around when it's in their quieter time to try and make sure that they at least make the 30 hours a week that they have to provide them. Then they've had to move them to other farms or do different jobs, and that also unsettles them a bit.
But the biggest issue for the sector is poaching by unscrupulous labour hire firms who are luring Pacific workers with promises of better wages and a path to citizenship. Richard Shannon is from industry lobby group GrowCom.
Perhaps they're being promised higher pay, maybe pay in cash. They've been told they'll have their visa status resolved or that they'll have help to stay in the country. I think there's two sides to this coin. Cathy, there is an absconding side, which is the workers looking to leave their employment. There is a poaching side of the same coin, which is other employers hoping to lure them away. And sometimes there's a combination of both. The worker is looking to make use of loopholes in the system, and they've got someone on the other side who is willing to help them out and help them navigate through our visa system.
There's a growing number of Pacific Islanders claiming asylum. For example, applications for protection visas by East Timorese rose from 88 to 278 in the last financial year. For Vanuatu residents, it rose from 0 to 190. None was granted, but appeals can take several years, which buys workers time. The AWU is also alarmed by the poaching of Pacific workers. Daniel Walton again.
These labour hire gangs, they're essentially human traffickers. They are controlling their labour and they're pawning them off to various farms. They're doing all sorts of unscrupulous things to make sure that those workers stay attached to them. The biggest trend we're seeing is that attraction, that enticement, that lure to come across and to say, you'll have better conditions, better pay, better experiences with my said labour hire company. The practical reality, unfortunately, for workers in this industry is it is no better.
Does the exploitation get worse, though, because they are then in breach of their visas?
Well, they find themselves in more precarious situations where they've upped and gone from their approved visa status. Some workers are seeking protection visas to give them an ability to try and remain longer in the country. But for a lot of them, they find themselves out in the ether with no real clarity on where they're attached to, what their proper status is.
And according to Steve Burdett from the Approved Employer Association, it's a problem across the country.
In Katherine, there's some hotspots there, you know, Griffiths, Leeton, Robinvale, there's some in Caboolture region, Stanthorpe, Bundaberg.
The federal government is being urged to do more. Richard Shannon from GrowCom wants Australian Border Force to crack down on the poaching operations.
That includes monitoring of employers to make sure that they're doing the right thing, but more importantly, monitoring and follow-up enforcement where workers are known to have left an approved employer, and in particular, penalties for those who are willingly luring these people away from authorised, accredited employers.
GrowCom warns the Pacific Island Workers Scheme is being undermined at a time when there are plans to significantly expand it.
The Prime Minister committed at a recent Pacific Islands Forum meeting to doubling the number of Pacific Islanders coming into Australia for this work. It's an additional 12,500 workers by next March. But where any system or program rapidly expands, it creates issues and challenges with its administration. And so the compliance and the monitoring and the enforcement side of things needs to be ramped up at the same time, so that this practice of absconding, the practice of luring these workers away, doesn't become endemic within the program long term.
The federal government also has plans for a new agricultural visa, which it's flagged will have fewer conditions. The AWU's Daniel Walton expects it will trump the Pacific Worker Scheme.
I'm fearful that on the basic economics here, we're creating a cheaper visa with less restrictions, that is, making it easier to be able to apply to bring workers over without the same safeguards already in place with the Pacific Island schemes, will lead to labour hire companies and farmers favouring it. The net outcome, if that happens, will essentially be the Pacific Labour Scheme, the seasonal worker programs. And the fact they would create this and present more areas of opportunity for exploitation is absolutely baffling.
That's Daniel Walton there, the National Secretary of the Australian Workers Union, ending that report by Cathy Van Extel. And we have contacted the Australian Border Force for comment. We hope that a spokesperson will join us tomorrow on the program.